Good day, world. This is Maria Liberati, and welcome to my podcast, The Maria Liberati Show, where food meets art, travel, and life. Lots of recipes, culinary stories, travels, and more from my Gourmand World award-winning book series and blog, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. I can officially be called a Philadelphia Italian market baby. You see, I was inspired early on at the age of 4 by my shopping trips to the Italian market in Philly with my grandfather to get fresh breads, cheeses, pasta, vegetables, and fruits for our large, unforgettably flavorful Sunday dinners. Fast forward to a trip to Italy for my modeling career that became a 20-year life-changing experience that included learning old-world winemaking, cheesemaking at my family's vineyards and farm, studying the culinary arts, truffle hunting, having my portrait done by a famous Italian artist, working with some remarkable Italian chefs, doing culinary programs at some of Italy's most beautiful resorts and vineyards, creating my book series and trademark, appearing on Italian TV, and having my blog about Mozart featured in the National Museum of Vienna, Austria. And my 300,000 blog subscribers can attest to all this. I'm looking forward to having you as a special guest during my podcast with other interesting, fun, and entertaining special guests where we will be making a connection through food to art, travel, and life. Hope to see you then. And my special guest today is Alessandro Avataneo. Did I say that correct?
Yes.
Avataneo.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, and Alessandro is, you know, we had the other writer on, Vittorio Manganelli of the Great Atlas of Wine in Italy. And Alessandro is the other writer. He's also a filmmaker, and he's done some films about wine. So we're gonna talk to Alessandro today. He has some very interesting things to tell us. And Alessandro, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me. It's a great pleasure to be here with you.
And the book is the Big Atlas of Italian Wines, or Il Grande Atlanta di Vino Italiano.
I have it here,
yes,
you know.
There you go.
Three kilos.
Oh my goodness, 2 kilos, yes. So it's in English and Italian. And yes. Alessandro, tell us about the film you were telling us. So is this a new film, the film you were talking about?
No, actually, that was my first feature film, A Tale of the Hills. Okay. I started when I was 22 years old. Uh-huh. And at that time, I had these two great teachers. One is Vittorio Manganelli, one of the best wine critics in Italy, and it's the best critic of Barolo area. And the other was Renato Dominici, who was one of the greatest gastronomers in Italy in the 80s and in the 90s. So he taught me everything about food. Uh-huh. And that led me to write the other book, Kitchen Run, which is a collection of stories of the 70 great food thinkers and gastronomers and cooks and confectioners all over the world, and Michelin star restaurants all over the world. But about wine, going back to your question, the first feature film was A Tale of the Hills, and it was the story of the wine civilization of Lange, particularly from the perspective of a young winemaker who was a rising star in the 90s. His name was Matteo Correggia. Uh-huh. And unfortunately, he passed away in a terrible accident. But it's also a beautiful story of friendship, because after his death, all his friends, his wife, together with the producer of the area, they helped Ornella, his wife, to get along and to keep making wine. And he made the beautiful Barberas and the Biolos. And so that was my first feature film. And then I kept traveling. Uh-huh. With the University of Gastronomic Sciences, making documentaries about food and wine. And then I developed this friendship with Vittorio, and we tasted over the years thousands of wine together, and we built our friendship and our knowledge of wine, and I learned everything from him. And so we wrote the first edition of the Atlas in 2015, and uh-huh. Then meeting with Mondadori and Rizzoli, which is a wonderful publisher, they allowed us to make this big book, which is the ultimate collection of the wines that we recommend. Yes.
Yes, yes. And I should mention, not everyone knows that there is a university. It's in Piemonte, right? The gastronomic... University.
Exactly, it's the University of Gastronomic Sciences of Pollenzo. It was founded by Carlo Petrini, by the Slow Food Movement.
Oh, yes.
And it's 20 years ago, exactly in these days. So I used to
Nice.
work there, and sometimes I teach there also today. And it's a beautiful place with people coming from all over the world to study gastronomic sciences, to study gastronomy as a complex science that brings within anthropology, economics, sociology, all these beautiful subjects that inspire people. And you can use gastronomy actually to change the mindset of people and to change the world. It's a beautiful place to be. Yeah.
Yes, very. And that is how you met Vittorio
Of
Manganelli, who
course,
teaches
you
there.
know.
And that's how you got
Victor.
together and did the book, right?
Exactly. Vittorio, he used to be the director of all the libraries in Torino, and then he had this strong passion about wine. He was one of the founders of the Guida Vini d'Italia, the wine
Oh,
guide
yes, the Guida
in
Vini
Italy
Italia.
with Gambero Rosso and Slow Food.
Yes,
So he used to
yes.
write on that guide for 20 years, and then he was the first director of the university. I met him there. And then we developed this friendship over the years, and almost 2 decades. So it's a beautiful friendship. And with Vittorio, we shared so many evenings tasting wines. You know, always blind tastings. That's our favorite game, to cover the bottles and to smell and try to guess where the wine comes from. And that was a big, big training for us to understand and discover this collection of amazing Italian wines. Yes.
So you can tell the region that the wine comes from by the taste. And how
You
do you,
know,
yes.
sometimes we can tell the area, and then we can tell the grape. And sometimes when we are lucky or we remember something, Vittorio is amazing, but we have amazing friends that sometimes they say, okay, this is a 99 Barolo from Elio Altare, and that's it. So it's like it's kind of magic. It's
Yes, it's like a
having
magic.
this huge database of memories together, you know, because wine it consolidates memories in your mind, and so
Yes,
you
yes.
remember the smell. You know, the smell is the most powerful sense. Like Proust used to say, you know, with the Madeleine, when you smell something, you immediately go back to that memory, and so.
Yes.
You know, wine aficionados, they always fix their memories. They put their memories in the
That
database, thanks
smell, on
to
that scent, on
smell.
that scent.
Yes, on the scent
Yes.
of wine.
So tell us, are there any wines that are, I would say, wines from grapes that maybe are from the past that they're bringing back? I know Pecorino, right? They brought that
Yes,
back a while
Pecorino
ago.
is from Marche area,
Yes, the
and
Marche.
Marche is a beautiful region where I work a lot. Because there is a lot of potential in that area, because you can imagine Tuscany, but more authentic, even
Yes.
more to explore, more wild. And it's peculiar, is the region from where Leopardi, our greatest poet,
Yes,
from, you know.
from yes.
So Marche wines are really, how can I say, raw, authentic.
Yes,
We
they're all.
love Verdicchio. We think that Verdicchio is one of the best white grapes of Italy.
And that's
But
from La Marche, they're
yes,
doing Verdicchio.
it's from Marche. But I understand that you like Pecorino and also Passerina. You know, they have a
Oh,
funny
Passerina, yes, Passerina. Oh, yes.
Passerina and Pecorino, lovely white grapes. So Italy is the country with the highest number of autochthonous grapes in the world. We have in the Atlas, I think, something like 1,000 grapes, something like that.
Wow, 1,000 types of grapes.
Yes, in France, for example, they use around 200 grapes variety. In Italy, we use more than 1,000. So there is a huge biodiversity of people and grapes as well. So you have
Oh,
an amazing diversity of wines from Valle d'Aosta in the north
yes.
to Sardinia and Sicily in the south.
Yes,
Yes.
yes. So tell us about, I know people are always asking about wines of Tuscany. What are the wines in Tuscany?
Yes, because people in the United States, they love
Love
Tuscany, because they
Tuscany.
don't
Yes,
get the
yeah.
idea of Italy. You know, it's from the
Yes.
movies, and from it's
Yes.
from their memories when they travel, they go to Firenze.
See,
But
yes.
Tuscany wine, you know, there are some amazing wines out of Sangiovese grape. You have three beautiful wines: Chianti Classico,
Yes.
Brunello di Montalcino, Vino Nobile di Montepulciano. They are made out of the same grape, which is Sangiovese.
Yes.
But you have also other region with amazing grapes that have this potential. For example, Aglianico in the south has the strength, the power, and the structure of a great Nebbiolo, a great Sangiovese. And you can find it in Campania, you can find it in Basilicata. And on the other side of Italy, in Marche region, you have Montepulciano, which is a very powerful red grape. So
Yes.
my advice is let's go travel to Italy and discover the little and unknown region with their specific grapes.
Yes,
Yes.
you're
My
absolutely
advice.
right. I think that is a better idea than going to where everybody knows, you know, that's famous, Tuscany, or
Of
just
course.
it's better to go to the little, you know, I lived in Abruzzo for many years. My family was from there, so I know there
So,
are
you
some,
know
yes,
Montepulciano,
Montepulciano
absolutely.
d'Abruzzo. Yes. And I asked Vittorio the difference between, what is the difference between Montepulciano d'Abruzzo and the Montepulciano in Tuscany? Because people in America, they don't know that, you know.
Because
So,
it's very confusing, you know, we have a
yes.
system. So Montepulciano in Tuscany is a place, and
Yes.
Vino Nobile di Montepulciano is made of Sangiovese,
Yes.
while Montepulciano d'Abruzzo is a grape variety, and you can
Yes.
find beautiful Montepulciano wines in Abruzzo and
Yes.
in Marche area as
Okay,
well. So my advice is to travel and discover Italy through wine. And when you cannot come to Italy, drink our wines, and you will travel with your mind and memories to Italy.
definitely, definitely. So he was telling us, and I know when I was in Tuscany, they had a wine called, am I pronouncing it correctly, Sassicaia?
Of course, that's the most
Yes.
famous wine, Italian wine in the US. Everybody wants to drink Sansicaia, and it's a great wine. It's elegant, it has this international appeal. Nobody can say Sassicaia is not good. Sassicaia is always amazing. But that's the wine that conveys an idea of design. It's a wine, it's an intellectual wine.
I
It
see.
makes you feel good, but it doesn't make you think, it doesn't talk to you. It's a statement, you
It's
know, it's also a
it's
symbol, Sassicaia.
yes, yes,
So
yes.
my advice is, okay, drink Sassicaia when you can afford it, but then you
Yes.
have other hundreds of amazing wines that you have to try depending on the right situation. With two
Yes.
people, I would advise a certain type of wine. If you with your loved one, I would advise other type of wine. If for your birthday, I would advise other wines. So the right wine depends on the situation, on how you feel, what you feel like to drink tonight.
And Sassicaia is produced in, is it
Ah,
produced in
and
any, in Tuscany,
it's
right?
producing Bolgheri. Bolgheri is this small area on the coast of the Tyrrhenian
Fantastic.
Sea in Tuscany. Yes,
Yes, I,
very dry area, and it
yes.
was an amazing achievement of these producers to create from nothing
Right.
such amazing wines, importing the French grapes in Tuscany. So you can feel the elegance of the French grapes, and you can feel the terroir of Tuscany together in a perfect
Yes.
balance.
So that's
Yes.
why it's so expensive. It's very expensive. It's
It's
one of the
really
most
expensive.
expensive.
I think
Yes.
it's $300, and in the
Yes.
restaurant, you can find it at $600,
Yes,
$700.
yes. And there are so many, like you said, really good wines that you can find in small regions that
Of
are very good.
course.
One of my favorite wines from Piedmont is Brachetto d'Acqui. That's my one of
Oh,
my
you like
wines.
Brachetto?
I like Brachetto. Well, you know
Yes.
why we have that for celebrate, you know, for birthdays, for New Year's Eve.
Perfect. It's an
Yes.
alternative to Moscato. Yes.
Ah, yes.
It's a red alternative. Did you try Grignolino? It's one of my favorite.
What's that called?
Grignolino.
No, I
Grignolino.
Green.
Grignolino. Grignolino.
Grignolino. No, I've never tried.
Used to be the grape of the kings in the Middle Ages. It used to be more important than Nebbiolo, and now it has been rediscovered. And it's a daily wine. It's very dry, pleasant. It's a wine for the hot afternoon, something like that, you
Yeah,
know?
so it's refreshing.
It's
Grignolino.
lighter, refreshing in the best version. Then you have
Yes.
some very bad versions. So you
Yes.
have the Atlas to get the right
To
list
get the right list of where it's
of each
produced.
wine, of
Yes,
course.
yes. That's
Yes.
wonderful. Alessandro, thank you so much. We're almost out of time. Thank you so much for being here.
It
Do
was a
you have
pleasure.
a website? Do you have any films coming up that we can look for?
Not at the moment, but I have a website because
Yes.
I also have a company of my ex-students who are writers about film art and poetry, and the platform is called Hypercritic.
Hypercritic.
So Yes, because we are not just wine critics, we are also art critics, literature critics,
Yes,
film
yes,
critics.
yes.
And so this platform is called Hypercritic and is coming also to the US. Actually, half of our readers are from the US, so
Oh,
we are very
really?
proud of that. And you can find a collection of the best movies, poems, books, and art pieces that you can fill your life with beauty. And then,
Yes.
if you read the Atlas, you can drink
You
together
can
some
drink together with the wine. Yes. Thank you so much. And
Thank
please
you.
come back next time you have any other projects. It was very
Absolutely.
interesting. I loved
It's a
having you on.
pleasure. Thank
Thank
you,
you.
Maria.
Ciao, ciao.
Thanks. Ciao, 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 ciao.
Join me on a mouth-watering journey through Italy with my Gourmand World Award-winning book series, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, which brings you authentic recipes, heartwarming stories, and a dash of Mediterranean magic. Whether you're a seasoned chef or a beginner, these books will awaken your inner food artist. Get ready to say ciao to delicious adventures. And you can find the Gourmand World Award-winning book series, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, at Amazon.com, on Kindle, and on MariaLiberati.com, and the publisher's website, ArtOfLivingPrimaMedia.com. Discover the timeless secrets of Italian cuisine with the Basic Art of Italian Cooking series by Maria Liberati. That's me. From fragrant basil to silky olive oil, each page is a culinary masterpiece. Taste the passion, embrace the tradition, and create your own masterpieces in the kitchen with my Gourmand World award-winning book series, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. Buon appetito, and you can find the books on Amazon.com, Kindle, on MariaLiberati.com, and on the publisher's website, ArtOfLivingPrimaMedia.com.
And my special guest today is Vittorio Manganello. Is that, did I say that correct? Vittorio Manganello.
With
In
E, Manganelli, Manganelli.
Manganelli. I'm sorry, Vittorio Manganelli. Yes, Manganelli. Yes. And he is, well, he's a sommelier, he's a wine expert, and he's also one of the writers of this wonderful new, really a big book. It's the big atlas of Italian wine. So there you can find out everything you need to know about Italian wines. And Vittorio is going to tell us about a little bit about Italian wines. You know, maybe he can recommend some good ones, tell us about some that people may not be familiar with. So Vittorio, oh, and Vittorio's in Turin today. So we're going to Turin, Italy, to Torino. Vittorio, ciao. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you.
So
Well,
how did you get
we decided
the
the
idea
idea.
to get the book? Yeah. Oh, there's the book, A Grande Atlanta del Vino Italiano, the big atlas of Italian wines.
It's very big, as you
Yes,
can see.
it is very big, very big. How did you, I know you wrote the book with Alessandro also. Is that correct? So you both wrote. How did you get the idea to write this book?
Because there are not so many books about the Italian wine.
Yeah.
And we decided to have a very long and travel region for region, appellation for appellation, vineyards from vineyards, because in the world we have a lot of famous wine.
Yes.
Every lover knows Sassicaia, for example, or some
Yes.
Brunellos, or so on. But in Italy we have a lot of different wines. So we have decided to talk maybe about the 200 most important appellations, from Barolo to Etna, on the volcano in the Sicily, the
Yes.
most European high volcano, where they now, for example, are going to realize very, very interesting wines. 20 years ago, it wasn't in this way. But now, for example, Etna or Bolgheri. Bolgheri is now famous because of Sassicaia, of course. But 30 years ago, Bolgheri didn't exist. It was a very, very little reality of the wine in Italy 30 years ago. Now, and we have so this travel, a trip from Piedmont, Valle, the little but
Yes.
really interesting Valle d'Aosta,
to the Sicily and to the Isle of Sardinia. And this is what we, and we decided to make the book also in English. And there is recently published from Rizzoli International, the Great Atlas of
Italian wine. Vittorio, can you, I know what Sassagaia is and you know what it is, but my, a lot of people in America don't really know what that is, what type of wine, or can you tell us about that wine?
I can tell about
Sassagaia, Sassagaia.
Ah, for example, yes. We have to make it easier to publish also the most important labels of Italian wines, region for region. From region, maybe Piedmont, a lot of people knows Barolo Monfortino, maybe it's really famous, or Bruno Giacosa, Barbaresco and Barolo are very famous in the United States too, for example. But we have a lot of other very important, the idea is to make easy to find the good Italian producers. In Italy, we have 40,000 different producers of wine, a lot. 40,000, 45,000. We here put just the name of 1,500. So we have a choice, a very strong choice of the best of quality.
Mm-hmm.
And to make easier to understand how Italian wines are, if you don't know, for example, maybe you don't know Barbera or Dolcetto in Piedmont, for example, or Primitivo in Apulia, I don't know. We have decided to make a very, very simple figure where you can find the most important particularity, the personality of single wine. Is Barbera very acid or not? Dolcetto is, if you think to Dolcetto d'Alba, is famous also, is stronger or easier, is more alcoholic from with when you speak about Barbera. So we have, what is the difference from Chianti Classico, and now is very, not just now, but is always better, is going very, very, very well in the world, from Brunello di Mono. There are differences, of course. And so we can try to describe from Barolo from Barbaresco. There are two wines very similar. They are made from Nebbiolo, both, but there are little differences between these two kind of wines, so we can try to explain and make it easy to understand.
Yes, yes, very good. Can you tell people the difference between Montepulciano d'Abruzzo and Montepulciano from Toscano?
Yes,
what the difference is, but tell people, because many people don't understand that they are two different wines.
Yes, yes. Montepulciano d'Abruzzo is made with Montepulciano grape, very strong, very important, tannic, rich of alcohol. And it's a wine that you can find in Abruzzo, in Apulia too, sometimes in Umbria, in the central Italy. Vino nobile because it's made with Sangiovese. So the vine of Chianti and Brunello di Montalcino, completely different, and it's not so stronger, and Sangiovese, a little with a strong acidity that Montepulciano d'Abruzzo doesn't have, for make an example. So the name is horrible, and every 5 years there is a problem with courts, lawyers, and so on. Why you say Montepulciano? But Vino Nobile di Montepulciano is a very, very good expression of Sangiovese. Montepulciano d'Abruzzo is a really important and strong, but made with a little less acidity,
yeah.
more more for mouth, yes. And it's another kind.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yes, many people always are confused about the difference. Wonderful. Vittorio, thank you so much for being here. So people can find the book, The Great Atlas of Italian Wines, on Amazon. I know Rizzoli is the publisher.
Of course.
And Alessandro will be talking to me soon today. So we will have Alessandro on also.
Later today.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here, Vittorio.
Thank you. When you need something about Italian wines, I know.
Yes, we will definitely be talking to you again. Thank you so much. Thank you. Ciao.
Thank you. Ciao.
Thanks for listening to the Maria Liberati Show. And thanks to my special guest. You know, we had the top wine critic in Italy on today, and also one of the top wine journalists and filmmakers in Italy. So we really had an advantage of learning a lot about wine today, Italian wines, that is. And if you have any other questions on Italian wines, you can comment on social media, you know, just hashtag the Maria Liberati Show, and we'll get some answers from today's guests. Or you can also email us at info@marialiberati.com. And thanks to my producer, Britton Roselle. And as always, you can find me at marialiberati.com. You can also find me on Facebook at Chef Maria Liberati, on Instagram at Maria Liberati, on Twitter at Maria Liberati, on Pinterest at Maria Liberati, on Vimeo. You can find videos of some of the podcasts on Vimeo, and that's at Maria Liberati. And our YouTube channel is just called The Maria Liberati Show. You can find many podcasts there and some of our radio shows. And of course, there is The Maria Liberati Show podcast, which you can download that anywhere podcasts are heard. And you can find my Gourmand World award-winning books. The book series is The Basic Art of Italian Cooking. You can find all three in that series, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, Holidays and Special Occasions, The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, and The Basic Art of Italian Cooking, Da Vinci Style, as well as many other pocket size and coffee books on different topics. You can find them all on Amazon and Kindle, marialiberati.com, and also at the publisher's website, artoflivingprimamedia.com. And before I go, I just want to leave you with a thought for the week. You know, since our show was about wine this week, my thought for the week is a quote from Louis Pasteur, and he said, "A bottle of wine contains more philosophy than all the books in the world." What do you think? Do you think that's true? I sure do. See you next week, and peace, love, and pasta.